Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffer this way? I tell you no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough."
One of our cries of alarm, or maybe it's one of despair, is that the needs of the world are far too vast for us to make any difference, no matter what or how much we do. To speak to these concerns, I've often used an illustration, an Amnesty International campaign of a good few years ago. The picture was of an opened prison door covered in the signatures of the thousands of people who had signed petitions demanding the release of those held for unjustifiable reasons. So do not be put off, but be persistent. Shout out against injustice however you can, wherever you find it. It's not easy, and sometimes we feel like the fig tree in today's lesson. We are active, present in the places we should be, but we just cannot bring forth fruit. So this Lent we ask God to be that careful gardener in our lives, the one who will stir the soil around us and fork into it the power of the Holy Spirit, which will refresh and revive us, so that we once more start to bring forth the fruit we were made to produce. Of course, Lent is also a time of personal reflection, and so we take a moment to think of those times when we are called to be the good gardener, wielding the fork and manure ourselves, as we strive with our simple words and dirty hands to prepare the soil to feed those around us, so that they will also produce fruit. Our passage ends with that most encouraging of parables, the mustard seed and the yeast. Such little things, but little things which bring forth such useful and valuable results. God offers us the honour and responsibility of being that mustard seed, or that small microscopic yeast, so that as we are spread into the world, there will be a great harvest. I've chosen as our hymn today, Singing the Faith, number 416, "There's a Wideness in God's Mercy."
We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers.
Dig around it and fertilize it. Lord, we know that we are always in need of your love and care in our lives. We know that we need to be fed with the good things which help us to bring forth good fruit. But Lord, it feels so uncomfortable to have our fruitfulness questioned, to be asked to allow our roots to be disturbed, our branches pruned, and even to allow the nourishment of your Holy Spirit to be poured over us. Help us to be willing to open our hearts and minds to the ways in which you wish us to change, so that we can accomplish all that you have asked of us. This Lent, we ask you to help us to look at the fruit we have produced, how we have loved others, how we have shared your word with each other, and by doing so grown together as your disciples. What we have done and plan to do to help others to come to know you as their Saviour. Lord, we ask your blessing on all that we do, so that our lives can be fruitful. We pray that you will feed us, reshape us, and continue to use us to transform lives, both our own and those with whom we have the opportunity to share your gospel message. Amen.